This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russia reported a record high of 29,039 new COVID-19 cases on Sunday, a day after launching its coronavirus vaccine initiative. The new numbers take the national caseload to 2,460,770. Authorities confirmed 457 deaths related to COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. That pushes the official national death toll to 43,141. U.S.-based Pfizer and Germany-based BioNTech are set to introduce their jointly produced vaccine next week, following its approval recently by Britain. The two drug makers could receive U.S. approval later this month. On Friday, Bahrain became the second country to approve emergency use of the vaccine made by Pfizer and BioNTech, Britain being the first. The challenge in distributing the Pfizer vaccine will be in keeping it cold enough. It must be stored at temperatures around minus 70 degrees Celsius. Bahrain routinely registers summer temperatures of 40 Celsius, and that's 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Confirmed cases of COVID-19 have surpassed 66 million globally, with more than 1.5 million deaths. The United States continues to have the highest number of confirmed cases, more than 14 million so far. More than 280,000 deaths. British and EU negotiators embark on probably their final two-day scramble to secure a post-Brexit trade deal Sunday after failing for 8 months to reach agreement. Michael Barnier and his UK counterpart David Frost will resume talks in Brussels, where they broke off on Friday, calling a pause after a fruitless week of late-night wrangling in London. You can find more on that and other stories at our website, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News.